At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hello and welcome to episode 964 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Monday, but more importantly, that's right, the Chiefs. The Chiefs, oh my God. If that wasn't the sweatiest sweat in the history of sweats, I don't know what is, guys, but OMG, the Chiefs got it done for us, taking the points, whether you moneyline them, doesn't matter. The Chiefs had an unbelievable comeback, won our Super Bowl bet, which is absolutely incredible. I am back from Vegas, by the way, so it was an epic week in Vegas. No morning bets this morning because I was flying overnight with a red eye. And I need a little bit of sleep here to get back into the swing of things. But I didn't sleep much last night because what an epic Super Bowl that was. The Chiefs getting it done for the team. And in particular, just a few thoughts. By the way, I do have a six-pack of sweats for you today, guys. Five college basketball games, including one NBA game as well. So a six-pack in general, a lot of hoops tonight. But we got to talk about the Super Bowl. And you know what? For me, guys, I kind of went out on a limb a little bit here. I had a lot of people questioning me. I had a lot of people throwing a lot of negatives, a lot of belittling, demeaning. It was kind of a crazy week for me in Vegas because as I flew out to Vegas, I said, hey, I'm going down the ship with Patrick Mahomes as a dog. Now, obviously, it wasn't the only reason I liked the Chiefs. It was a large reason, a big reason, a massive reason. But you also look at in the playoffs, dogs doing well, Super Bowl dogs, and then the intangibles of obviously the experience of Mahomes and Andy Reid, and really add it all up. I'm saying, hey, this is a good spot to take the points with Kansas City. Now, Kansas City was a conviction play for me because if you go back exactly a year ago, I was an idiot that took the Philadelphia Eagles, and I was feeling good until the very end when Mahomes did exactly what he did last night and came back and won the game. So I made a vow. I made a commitment. I said to myself, I am never betting against Patrick Mahomes as a dog again. Now, since that declaration, 3-0, had the big win in the playoffs, pretty much rode them all playoffs. I mean, getting points there against Buffalo, getting points against the Ravens, obviously getting points against the 49ers and winning it and winning the Super Bowl again last night. So I was going down the ship and I was committed, committed to the Kansas City Chiefs. But when I was in Vegas, I got so much flack. I had a great time in Vegas, by the way. It was fantastic. It was kind of rainy. It was kind of cold. I am glad to be back home in Boston now. I missed my wife. I missed my dog. I can't live in Vegas. I can't. I'd become an alcoholic if I lived in Vegas. But anyway, that's a whole other story. But the whole point being is that I would go on shows every single day. And one of my, early caps, whenever people would ask me about the Super Bowl, I would have to mention Mahomes is 10-1 ATS as a dog. And you know what everyone said to me? That's a lazy narrative. That's just, you can't bet the Chiefs only because of that. What are you, stupid? What are you, an idiot? It was just this condescending tone of like people telling you what you can and can't do, which again, sports betting, I always want to be on the sharp side. I am a contrarian bettor. I want to bet against the public, which is why it was a difficult play for me, because Kansas City was the public play. I hate that. I don't like that. But I just sensed all week, and it kept building and building and building. And all the Twitter trolls were after me. You know, again, I tweeted about this just because, you know, I had a couple drinks. I was actually watching the game. I had a conundrum because my flight was at 9 p.m. Out of Vegas. And basically, you had to get there early. The good thing is it was totally dead. But I was like, do I, you know, risk watching the game at a sports book and then having to Uber in the middle of the fourth quarter? Or do I get to the airport like insanely early? So I got to the airport at like 2 o'clock. I watched the whole game. Pro tip, if you're ever at the airport, go to the lounge. I paid $50 for this like awesome lounge where you get free drinks, free food, and you're able to sweat the games and watch them on TV. Anyway, side note, I'm watching the game, I'm sweating the game, but all throughout the week, people are telling me what an idiot I am for going with Mahomes. Mahomes is a dog. Now, partly I'll say this, guys, I'm a New England Patriots fan. I'll be a diehard Pats fan till the day I die. Mahomes is the new Brady. I think you can make that comparison. And when Brady was playing, Brady as a dog, Mahomes is a dog. I think kind of my experience of watching Brady and just kind of being able to place a little bit of conviction in a bet. Like, again, if you bet San Francisco, you did make a pretty sharp bet there. They were contrarian. Again, they had buyback. They got up to 2. Although I would say the juice came back down toward closer to 1.5. So there was some buyback there toward the Kansas City Chiefs. But everywhere I went all throughout the week, it was just, and you know, it was really weird, guys. Like, you know, typically, you know, it's not my first rodeo. I've been in the industry here since 2011. But oftentimes, like when people bash you, like you can go one of two ways. You can either like lay up a little bit, maybe just take a little bit of edge off it and, you know, kind of maybe, you know, shape your handicap to, you know, conform to the narrative of the crowd. Or you can get even deeper into your take, deeper into your committed take. So that's what I did. I just said, hey, I'm going down the ship. If I lose, I'll eat crow, but I'm going to bang the drum of Mahomes as a dog. It's a lazy narrative. You know what narrative it is? It's a winning narrative. So Mahomes getting it done. Absolutely fantastic here. I would also mention a couple things. One, there was a great tweet that came out from the Superbook where they interviewed Billy Walters. And this was, they tweeted out the day of the Super Bowl. So I wasn't, I saw Billy Walters and talked to him. It was at Radio Row. But anyway, there was an interview where they're asking him, who do you like in the Super Bowl? And he said, I like Kansas City. I like Kansas City because of the quarterback, Mahomes, the coaching, the defense, especially. And really, he said something crazy. He said, I think the wrong team is favored. You know, I might have Kansas City listed as a, you know, 2.25-point favorite. Well, wouldn't you know it? You know, they ended up, you know, basically that was exactly what the final score was. Now, again, wrong team is favored. We always joke about that. The right team is always favored based on the power ratings. But kind of the comparison that I made, and it was a kind of a late evolving take throughout the week, because I was just getting so annoyed by people bashing me and telling me what an idiot I am for going with Patrick Mahomes. You know who's kind of an idiot? Betting against Patrick Mahomes, I would venture to say. But anyway, I made the comparison and it kind of took off like wildfire and it was just kind of funny. But I made the comparison on the sweat on Saturday and Sunday, and I said, you know what? The Kansas City Chiefs against the 49ers. The 49ers are the Titanic. They're this incredible ship, you know, steel, titanium, the unsinkable ship. They have the great power rating. They have all the star players. The power ratings say that they're the better team. But you know what can sink an unsinkable ship? An iceberg. So Patrick Mahomes was the iceberg. That's the comparison that I made. And then it became a joke, like paint me like one of your French girls, just because that's what obviously Kate Winslet says to Leo. And my buddy Emerson Lazio made a you know, like the most hilarious meme. That was like just basically my face on Kate Winslet. So anyway, it was just funny. But my whole point being was, I think if we take a greater step back here, guys, you know, I was a public bettor when I first started getting into betting. I would make all the mistakes. I would lose, but I love betting. And I knew I wanted to stick with it because the rush and the thrill that you get from spending all day capping a game and winning your bet, it's unrivaled. I love sports. I love sports betting. I love the challenge of sports betting. Once I became kind of a data-driven contrarian bettor, then I became so data-driven and contrarian that it was like 100% of the time, always, no matter what, you know, I can't take a team getting over 50%. You know, I got to stay true to the model and the blueprint, which I do like 99% of the time. But I think if you want to be the best sports bettor you can be, you can't be 100% 0%. Like, I would venture to say that with the Mahomes play, you know, I was, you know, 80%, 70% data, and I put a lot of stock into. And again, this was the reason why I was able to, you know, kind of feel better about the play is betting systems. You know, Patrick Mahomes is a dog system, playoff dog system, Super Bowl dog system. You know, these are quantifiable things that we had, you know, over 60, 70, 80% ATS betting system matches. So I just wanted to kind of mention that. And you know, there's another thing too, like when it kind of, it showed it at the end of the game, where I just think the 49ers, like, if you're really diagnosing a game, like, they're complaining about the turf. They're complaining about their alarm clocks going off at 6 a.m. And then after the game, there were two sides of the overtime, you know, basically thing here where the Kansas City Chiefs, they mentioned that they had practiced the overtime rules and what they were going to do and how they would attack it all the way back in the preseason. You went to San Francisco, Juszczyk, and a bunch of people said, like, they didn't even know the overtime rules and they didn't know how to attack it. So that goes to coaching. And again, you know, the data said, if you, here's the other thing. I don't want to, like, gloat today and say, you know, how smart we were to take the Chiefs. You know, it was great that we won our bet, but I also don't want to shame anyone who took San Francisco because, again, they were contrarian. You know, it did look fishy. There were reasons to like based on the power rating San Francisco. But again, I just hate the fact that, like, people shame other people into what they're doing. Like, do you think people want to lose their bet? Do you think they're picking reasons to bet a game so that they lose? No, they want to win, and they're rationalizing their handicap based upon whatever factors they think are important to them. So I'm just so happy that the Chiefs won. For all the haters, for everyone at Radio Row, and everyone who interviewed me at DraftKings and VSiN saying what an idiot I am for putting stock into Mahomes as a dog. You know what he is now, guys? He's 11-1 against the spread as a dog, and we won a massive bet there on the Kansas City Chiefs. And also, I'll just mention this. I'm not sure if you guys knew this, but you know, you don't have to cash a ticket at the book. Like, for example, I had a pretty sizable wager there on the Chiefs, and I had to leave and, you know, catch my flight back to Boston. So I'm holding my ticket from Resorts World on the Kansas City Chiefs. But you know what you can do? You can flip the ticket over. You can fill out the information. You can mail it to the book, and then the book will mail you back your winnings. So I just wanted to mention that. Don't feel like you ever have to, like, miss your flight just to cash your ticket. Just something I wanted to mention. Anyway, there you have it. Chiefs coming up absolutely massive for the team. And I would say, guys, we had a pretty good playoffs. We had a really good season. It was great to sweat the NFL with you and cap it off with an epic, 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 epic Chiefs win. But anyway, guys, let's dive into our sweats. Just had to address that. Obviously, we turn the page here now to college basketball. March Madness is coming up, and I have a six-pack of sweats for you. Real quick housekeeping, as always, go sign up for the free VSiN daily newsletter. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter, plug in your email, hit submit. Once you do that, you're going to wake up every morning to our newsletter, letting you know all the big games on tap that day, links to our articles, promos for legal sports books, links to our pods, a source of information for free every morning to your inbox. Also, if you're looking to take that next step in your sports betting journey, we'd love for you to become a VSiN All Access Pro member. You can sign up VSiN.com/subscribe. Once you sign up, you're going to get best bet picks, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles beyond the paywall, the DraftKings percentages, as well as all of our betting guides. And then, of course, support us on social media. You can follow us at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. So after the Chiefs win the sweat of a lifetime for us, and yeah, how's that lazy narrative taste right now to the haters? I think it's a winning narrative. But anyway, let's go to college basketball because I love the college basketball slate tonight. I want to start off with the most heavily bet game of the night. Also happens to be one of the sharpest bets of the night. That's right. We're going to go to a late night matchup here, 9 p.m. Eastern time between Kansas and Texas Tech. Guys, give me Texas Tech here. This is a fishy, sharp line move, and it's a massive reverse line move on a contrarian play. Little background here, Kansas going into it, 19-5, they're ranked fourth. They've won three of their last four. They just beat Baylor, 64-61. On the flip side, Texas Tech, 17-6. They're ranked 23rd. They just snapped a three-game losing skid with a 66-59 win over Central Florida. So what have we seen across the market here? Well, Texas Tech opened as a 1.5-point home favorite. Now, why is that important? Because right off the bat, even though we have to apply some home court advantage, bake that into the number for Texas Tech because they're at home, it's a little fishy, right? You know, why is Texas Tech, who's ranked 23rd, favored over Kansas, who's ranked 4th? Isn't this, quote-unquote, the wrong team is favored? Well, the public thinks the wrong team is favored. Currently, you're getting Kansas taking in 69% of spread bets. However, despite 2 out of 3 bets going Kansas, what's the line doing, guys? The line is going toward Texas Tech. Texas Tech opened, again, -1.5. Texas Tech has now been bet up to -3.5. So that is a huge move, a 2-point swing there in favor of Texas Tech. Obviously, all line moves are important, especially in a heavily bet game, but this one's especially important because it's a reverse line move. Think of it this way. If the public was saying, you know, I'll take Kansas +1.5 all day, why are the odds makers now saying, hey, public, you like Kansas? Now I'll give you 3.5. If it looks too good to be true, typically it is. Tells me we've got a lot of smart money fading the trendy dog. Kansas Jayhawks going with Texas Tech. Now, Texas Tech, aside from that great reverse line move, they are the top contrarian play of the day. They're only getting 31% of bets in the most heavily bet game of the night. They have the better offensive efficiency, 13th in the country versus 32nd for Kansas. They have the better rebounding percentage, offensive rebound percentage, 31% versus 26%. And then, of course, I always look at this in really tight matchups, free throw shooting, 78% versus 74%. All these stats I give you guys, if you just go to KenPom, you got to sign up and pay the $20 yearly membership. It's absolutely worth it. But click on the score or click on the time of the game. You see the time or the score on the fan match tab, and it'll get into all these stat categories, and you can compare and contrast them. But anyway, free throw shooting, 78% versus 74%. And also, Texas Tech, 12-1 at home. Kansas is only 2-4 on the road. And then I have a great system match here. When two ranked teams play each other, take the home favorite. 24-5 straight up, 83%. And it's 120-29, 81% since 2021. So I love this stinky, fishy, gross, sharp line move toward Texas Tech. Again, they're the worst ranked team, yet they open as a favorite, become more of a favorite. I'm on Texas Tech. I'm going money line here. I'm paying the juice on this one. I got Texas Tech at minus 165. Keep on cruising. Next one up for you here, guys. Let's go to an early game. 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. Alabama State against Southern. This one really jumped out to me. Alabama State against Southern for a couple reasons. Number one, this is an added game extra game with a decent sharp line move. This is game 306-649, 306-646. Of course, you guys know by now these tiny little games. You like to go with the line move because public can't find these games. They're not sexy. They don't care about them yet. If you see a line move, it's most likely, wise guy money targeting the game. But anyway, Alabama State is 11-12. They've dropped three of their last four. Southern is 14-9. They've won five straight. They're playing pretty well right now. So Southern opened as a four-point home favorite. They've been bet up to -4.5. So only a half-point move here. But again, add a game, extra game, sharp line move. Also, 82% bets, 86% money on the spread is on Southern. And you may say, hey, isn't that a public bet there, Josh? Well, no, because it's an add-a-game, extra-game. It's very low bet. So that 82% bets, 86% money is most likely coming from wise guys who have targeted Southern. Now, Southern has the better offensive efficiency, 308 in the country versus 348 for Alabama State. Better defensive efficiency, 1/10 in the country versus 125 for Alabama State. And better effective field goal percentage, 49% versus 41%. That's a huge discrepancy in terms of shooting. Now, if you look at KenPom, pretty good edge here. KenPom has Southern winning by 7 points, 68-61. So again, you want to lay the 4.5, save the juice, all the power to you. You got to decide how you want to handle these, short numbers. But I'm the proponent of just grinding out short money line home favorites. I want to protect myself on the off chance that Southern only wins by four or less. So I'm on the money line here with Southern. I got them at minus 185. Again, a little bit high here, but bet to risk versus bet to win, like all of our bets. Southern is a perfect 9-0 at home this year. Meanwhile, Alabama State is just 3-9 on the road. And the money line splits 90% bets, 94% money on Southern. So you add it all up here, guys. We have a good, sharp, add-a-game, extra-game line move. We have a great KenPom edge, better stat efficiency, offense, defense, and shooting, as well as great at home and Alabama State bad on the road. So I'm going Southern, add-a-game, extra-game on the money line at minus 185. Next one for you. Let's go Bucknell, baby. Lehigh against Bucknell. I'm going Bucknell on this one, guys. This is another add a game, extra game, sharp line move. So Bucknell opened as pretty much a pick'em, like a pick'em, a -1, very short number here. We've seen Bucknell get up to -1.5, and a couple shops are juiced up like it may even get to -2. So add a game, extra game, line move, and really only line moving in one direction. Liability all on the side of Bucknell. Also, you look at the money line percentages here, because it's a very short spread. It's only -1.5. 71% of money line bets, 81% of money line dollars on Bucknell. Now, KenPom, so I got Bucknell on the money line at minus 125. But Bucknell also, KenPom has him winning by 3. So again, you want to lay the 1.5, save the juice. Again, something you can do, but I'm going to protect myself. Go money line, just to make sure that we cover this number or win this number. Also, you look at the ranking here. He has Bucknell ranked 292 versus 295 for Lehigh. Better offensive efficiency, 257 in the country versus 307 for Lehigh. Better effective field goal percentage, 52% versus 49%. Better three-point percentage, this is huge here. Can you knock down your threes? 36% for Bucknell, only 31% for Lehigh. Now, Bucknell isn't great at home. They're only 4-7 on the road. I wish they were better than that. But Lehigh is bad on the road. Lehigh is 3-10 on the road. So you have an added extra game, pick them -1 up to 1.5, even 2. All movement liability has been toward Bucknell. KenPom's got him winning by 3,
better, mostly shooting here offensively in favor of Bucknell, and Lehigh's bad on the road. So I'm going Bucknell to win the game on the money line at minus 125. Two more bets for you. Next one up, another added game extra game. We got a lot of these tonight. Give me Northwestern State. This is a fishy one here, but I like it in favor of Northwestern State. Northwestern State playing New Orleans. Another added game extra game line move. We open Northwestern State listed as a 2.5 point home favorite. Northwestern State has now been bet up to -3.5. So right off the bat, we have the line going in favor of Northwestern State. Now, they're getting 70% of spread bets, but 82% of spread dollars. And again, sounds public, right? But again, no one woke up on the day after the Super Bowl and said, I got to bet New Orleans and Northwestern State. So that tells me it's mostly wise guys here targeting Northwestern State. Also, you have KenPom. He has Northwestern State winning the game by 4 points. So again, you want to lay the 3.5, save the juice. I hope you win. But this is a money line bet for me. I got Northwestern State on the money line at minus 165. KenPom does have Northwestern State ranked higher, slightly, 331 in the country versus 337. Now, New Orleans is a big fade for me on the road. New Orleans on the road is 1-12 versus Northwestern State. They're 500. They're 5-5. But again, I want to fade New Orleans, who hasn't traveled well this year. Well, we always talk home road, but you know, again, it's hard to go on the road and win and cover numbers. And then it's also kind of fishy because if you look at the, I should have mentioned this at the outset, but if you look at the records of these teams, you have Northwestern State, who is 6-18. Ugh, not very good, right? New Orleans is 8-16. So New Orleans has a slightly better record, yet Northwestern State opens as the favorite and has become more of the favorite in an add a game extra game with a sharp line move. So I'm going Northwestern State, baby, win this game. I'm going with the sharp move here in an add a game extra game. I'm on Northwestern State on the money line at minus 165. Then last bet for you to finish up here, our six pack or our five pack in college basketball. Last one here, another add a game extra game. That's the theme of the night, aside from our Kansas-Texas Tech big one. But Southeast Louisiana and Texas A&M Commerce. Let's go Southeast Louisiana. I'm going a road team here. But this looks pretty sharp here in favor of Southeast Louisiana. Southeast Louisiana opened as a very short one-point road favorite. Southeast Louisiana has now been bet up to -2.5. So right off the bat, add a game, extra game, sharp line move, where, again, these are the games that the pros target, public doesn't care about, can't even find it to bet on their app. But if you look at the percentages here, really good towards Southeast Louisiana. Number one, on the spread, they're only getting 59% bets, but 74% of the dollars. On the money line, they're getting 58% bets, 81% of dollars. So both the spread and the money line bet splits look really good in favor of Southeast Louisiana. Basically half the tickets, but you know, more than $3 out of $4. Add a game, extra game, line move. Now, KenPom does have Southeast Louisiana winning by 2. So there's a money line play for me. I got Southeast Louisiana at minus 145. But if you look at the rankings here, he hasn't ranked much higher. 265 in the country for Southeast Louisiana against 326 in the country for Texas A&M. And then a lot of advanced analytics and stats really matching up in favor of Southeast Louisiana. Offensive efficiency, 265 in the country versus 339 for Texas A&M. Defensive efficiency, 235 in the country versus 294. I believe it's 294. Did I write that correctly? Or 244. Effective field goal percentage, 49% versus 46%. Offensive rebound percentage, 31% versus 24%. Three-point shooting, 33% versus 29%. And then free throw shooting. Really important here, especially in tight games with short spreads. Free throw shooting in favor of Southeast Louisiana, 74% versus 69%. So theme of the night, guys, add a game, extra games. Sharp line moves here. To recap, that's Southeast Louisiana on the money line at minus 145. So, Texas A&M money line, Texas Tech money line, minus 165. Southern money line, minus 185. Bucknell money line, minus 125. Northwestern State money line, minus 165. And Southeast Louisiana money line, minus 145. Can we get three or four or more of these? That is the goal tonight. Now over to the NBA. I got one NBA sweat for you. Who wants to root for points with me? I'm going over between the Knicks and the Rockets. Give me over 221.5. Now, the Knicks and the Rockets tonight opened with a total of 221. Not a huge line move, but it did tick up to 221.5. And I'm thinking maybe we get to 222. So it's kind of a low number here, but it is on the rise. 75% bets, nearly 80% of the money is going over. So decent bet split there. Kind of pro and Joe in favor of a higher scoring game. Now I'm going to bank on a couple things here to hopefully go over this number. Number one, are non-conference overs, in particular non-conference overs that rise at least a half point. Non-conference games, two teams, two different conferences, they don't match up very often. Knicks, Rockets, Knicks in the East, Rockets in the West. So obviously when you don't really know your opponent that well, you know, in terms of what the data says that's an advantage to the offense because the defense doesn't know how to match up. Familiarity defensively is a good thing because you'll be able to know how to defend the opposing team. So the fact that these two teams don't play each other very often, those non-conference overs in which the total rises at least a half point, they're 66 and 48 this year, 58%. So you're nearly 60% with these non-conference overs that rise. Also, a very short spread. Line has come down to Rockets a little bit. I think it opened Knicks minus 4.5. It's down to 3. So a 3-point spread on a home team. Hopefully it's back and forth. Again, short spread is a good thing. Back and forth scoring. Maybe get overtime versus a big spread, which, again, get up big, take your foot off the gas. That's better for an under. Also, you have a lot of over referees here. All three refs tonight are big over refs. Andy Nagy, Ed Malloy, and Jason Goble. They're all between 55 and 57% to the over. So hopefully get a lot of whistles. Stop the clock. Get to the free throw line. Make your free throws. Houston is number 12 in terms of pace. Knicks are number 13 in offensive efficiency. Both teams should be good to go in terms of rest. They last played on Saturday, so they were off yesterday, so hopefully got your legs tonight. And then I did notice OG Anunoby. I believe he's out for this game, or I think he's doubtful, but he's a really good defender. So if you don't have him in there, you know, hopefully that opens up the court for more offense when you take out a good defensive player. So I'm going with the over here. Knicks Rockets over 221.5. That about does it for today's VSiN Market Insights pod, episode 964, the Chiefs pod, as the Chiefs are the iceberg. Patrick Mahomes is the iceberg. And again, the 49ers, the unsinkable ship, the power rated team that's higher, they were the Titanic. And by the way, I was just riding so high on the way home last night that I actually watched Titanic on the flight. And it was fantastic. I'm a loser. I love that movie. Anyway, that about does it for today's pod, guys. Reminder, if you enjoyed the pod, if it's helped you cash some bets, if you enjoy tuning in, listening to the breakdowns of the games, and hopefully you become a sharper better along the way, or if you want to make my day, let me know. You appreciate the hard work that I put in grinding in the arena on a very constant basis here, of course, or maybe you had some big wins over Super Bowl week. We had a good week in college basketball as well, but if you want a big bet on the Chiefs and want to make my day, let me know you appreciate the hard work that I put in grinding in the arena, then I have a request of you. Can you do me a favor and go buy my book? Support the team. Go to Amazon.com, type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting, buy a copy for you or for a friend, send them right to the bankroll management chapter, how to identify sharp action, how to go contrarian, how to place a bet in person or online. I got a lot on March Madness. Obviously, that's the next big thing right around the corner here. But again, if you want to pick up a copy of my book after a big Chiefs win, that would really make my day. I would really, really appreciate it. But that about does it, guys. Another pod here in the books. Whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, at the Encore in Boston or Plain Ridge Park Casino or MGM Springfield out in my neck of the woods, or out in New York breaking handle records every month in the Empire State, out in the desert where I was for a week. And it was a great week. It was a long week. I'm glad to be home, but I had a great time. But whether I bump into you at the South Point, where Billy Walters and the wise guys get down, where the lowest juice possible is found, at Stadium Swim. I saw the Lebatard show in person. Bill Adi was lucky enough to walk me around, or I was lucky enough for Bill to walk me around, I should say, and tour the Stadium Swim, which is a bucket list and just an incredible place to sweat games, the outdoor pool and all that, just incredible. Or, of course, whether I bump into you at the Mandalay Bay or over my week, 8 days in Vegas, whether we met up at the Superbook, or the Encore, or where else did I go? Treasure Island, Resorts World, wherever it was. I want you to walk up to me and show me a Kansas City Chiefs ticket. Whether you took the points, whether you took the money line. We were shamed all week. What an idiot. Or at least I was. You probably were too. What an idiot you are for going with the Chiefs. Is that the only reason you're betting the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes? What a loser you are. We're going to revoke your betting card. Okay, well, who's laughing now? Who's laughing now? Kansas City Chiefs with an epic win for the team. We had the conviction to stick with our bet, and we are victorious today as the Chiefs are the new dynasty. They're the new Patriots. But anyway, guys, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not, but we are playing a long game. Never forget that. And if we can consistently find that sweet spot, find the games that fit our model against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some CLV. If we can do that, we're going to be successful sports bettors. So enjoy the sweats, everyone. I will be off next 2 days. I need it, to be honest with you guys. I got to recover and catch up on my sleep. But I'm looking forward to getting back at it on Thursday. I will be on Primetime Bets tonight with Tim Murray. But thank you all for grinding with me. And man, wasn't your heart racing in that game with Kansas City? It didn't look good in the first half, but you always knew, like, hey, they're playing terrible. They're only down one score. And then, of course, they do it. They find a way. My heart was pounding. That's what you love about sports betting. You make a pick, you buy the ticket, you take the ride, and the team you bet on comes through for you in the biggest game of the year. Absolutely incredible. Chiefs, baby. I'll be doing that all night long. Good luck, everybody. Hopefully we can cash some tickets tonight. That's what it's all about. Have a great day. Enjoy your Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.